الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا، إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم، إن الله عليم خبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. سبحان الله. سبحان الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two paths which are mentioned in this surah. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. In order to reach the final destination, which is akhirah, and thereafter is the two different manazil, two different status, one is failure and one is success. In order to reach there, Allah has given two paths. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Either a person can transgress, rebel against Allah and reach there, which he has to reach, or he accepts the taqwa, a shorter route actually, by which he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used here the word قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا thereafter. Successful is that individual from these two is the one who purified himself. The word zakka has been used in many places. We also know that zakat, the word zakah, mal, zakatul mal, zakatul fitr. So it is something to do with, sometimes we think it has to do with charity, but actually it has to do with purification. Even when you give charity from your own wealth, which is obligatory, whoever got more than 320 pounds and more, as much as he has got, if Islamic year passes over them, then he has to take out the charity, then it's called zakat. So zakat means purifying your wealth, which is only 2.5%. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention about a different kind of zakat here. O zakka. When people shall enter in Jannah, he will make mention, as Quran says, ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. This is the reward of those who purified themselves. So ulama making mention that non-pure people will not be able to enter. They have to purify themselves in this world. As I said, there is one path, one route, short one, and one is a longer one. And just briefly today, because being a Sunday, so I just want to explain what is actually this particular route that we have to take. All the time throughout the Ramadan, before Ramadan, we hear the word tawbah, we hear the word repentance, we hear the word return to Allah. Why is it so important? So he explained here. Two things also very important, human organs and human body that rule the body. One is qalb, the heart, and the other one is the soul, we also known as nafs. These are two together. Heart can be cleansed by dhikrullah and by tawbah. It is just like a surface. If the glass is dirty, then you can take a clothing and clean it. But soul is a different kind of creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just like a sponge, like a clothing. If it gets dirty, then if you rub over it, it will not go. Because on the clothing, if stains fall, if you rub from top, it will not go because it has penetrated inside. So what you have to do, you have to take that cloth out and either you throw it in the machine or you wash yourself with your hand. And you have to make a lot of effort. You have to put chemical, apply different kind of detergent, then throw it in the machine, then machine will spin and then eventually there will be three different cycle of water. And thereafter, when you take it out, then it's clean. And if you iron it and if you wear it, then you'll also like love it. It's a clean cloth, obviously. So people will also praise you, the way did you buy from. Then if you bought it from Dubai, then you smile and tell them, I was in the mall in Dubai, I bought it. So this is cleanliness. The soul requires to be cleaned through difficult process, like cloth. Heart gets cleaned very quickly. It's siqayatul qalbi huwa dhikrullah. The polish to cleanse the heart is dhikrullah. But both are with us. In order to go in Jannah, we have to cleanse the soul as well, not only the surface by you saying Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Saying, it's a good thing that you're saying Astaghfar. But you have to go on the second stage and you have to apply to the soul that what is that I have done wrong, that my soul has gone stained, has gone dirty. So you have to switch off all those areas, all those windows, like for example, where the sin is coming in. And then you have to also reprimand your soul by making extra excess salah, maybe of tawbah, and then telling your soul never to do it again. Because what happens is that you experience bitterness. Bitter means something, you can't take it, you know. People don't want to take even medicine, so they coat it with sweet. But bitterness you have to experience. And not only bitterness, but you have to also experience pinch. Like a person who is habitual watcher of, like, you know, photographs, movie clips, or dramas, and he spends time, because social media is overtaken. We have to accept that. It's a challenge for me, for you, all of you. So as a result of which, we are continuously making sins. And some people are habitual listeners to music. Some people have a good habit of just backbiting, maybe gossip, and then lying also. They think it's normal, lying in jest as well. So these are common sins which are committed, but they are major sins. So then when you stop doing that, like for example, you had habit of when you're walking on the street, in the market, and as soon as you see somebody, you know, attractive to you, and you look at her or look at him. So when you look at her, you are actually committing a sin. So what happens that now you decided that I want to cleanse my soul, for example. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Quran says that person has been successful who cleans his soul. So you look somewhere else instead of looking at her. So what will happen here? You'll feel pinch. You'll experience bitterness. You've been habitual watcher of things on the phone, on the internet maybe. But now he's decided not to do, not to see. So shaitan is going to come back after Ramadan and say, brother, watch. You're feeling bored now. What are you going to do? You'll kill the time, pass the time. You'll say, no, I'm not going to do. So you'll experience bitterness for a few days. But you have to believe me, those who went through this process of cleansing their soul after 40 days, after 20, 4 months, whatever, they were in a very conducive, good environment, they abstained from haram, then they enjoyed the sweetness of ibadat. In order to come to that sweetness stage, you have to first cleanse yourself. And when you come to the sweetness of the ibadat, then Quranic recitation becomes very sweet. Then you'll want to enjoy and you'll want to do. Whenever you get opportunity, instead of going to other things, you'll open Quran in your phone and you'll start measuring how many siparas I've done. Because the haqq of the Quran, truly speaking, it has to be completed the minimum twice in a year. Either you finish one in Ramadan and one throughout the year. Or six months, whatever it is. But this is the minimum. Maximum has got no limit. People are there in this world that who recites 10 juz a day. They're commonly one juz, but 10 juz are there also, many of them. Some have gone 15 juz a day. They recite Quran. They enjoy recitation of the Quran. It's different that in past 60, 70 years, since the establishment of the entertainment industry, the Hollywood, the Bollywood, and the television and technology, booming of the technology after the Second World War, we were occupied by this industry, and especially Muslims have been targeted, and we think that, you know, we are advanced. I understand that we take benefit from the phone. I also use the phone. But the problem is that when we exceed the limit, we cross the parameter of the Sharia, and we cross the hudud, and we do haram. That's where mistake comes. So, we're coming back to the subject of zakka. One place Allah makes mention that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That individual has purified himself, then he came to the masjid earlier and performed the salah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Before performing the salah, he remembered Allah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبَّهُ. He remembered Allah by his name. He said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. All of this asma'ul husna, Allah's name. Alhamdulillah. He made a little bit tasbih. So in order to get conditioned to that environment where he's going to go now, stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he made mention of zakkah. And one place Allah makes mention in akhirah, لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. He said there are certain group of people that Allah is not going to talk to them. لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ. Neither he shall purify them. On them is a very painful torment. So all this ayah which I have mentioned about the zakkah, I give you a nice metaphorical example. Because Allah showed us the straight path. But it's a shorter but a straight path. That is to make tawbah and abstain from sins 100%. You live a very beautiful life, believe me. Hayatan tayyibah has been promised in Quran. A most purified and most comfortable life Allah will give to those who 100% abstain from sin. It is not easy. But once you start taking this path, Allah makes it easier. And He give you power and tawfiq to be steadfast. But you have to be in environment, right environment. You have to stay with, you know, go in the company of the ulama, go in the company where the people are in the same status, and also at home, obviously. But you have to also, once in a week, once in a month, go and stay in those companies so that you can always get affected by that. However, the example I'm giving now here, is there of that path which is shorter, faster also, abstaining from sin. But if you take the longer path, you say, no, I'll also make Toba. It's okay, I make sin, but then again I make Toba. Then again you make sin, I'll make Toba. It's a longer route. And in case in between, if you die, and purification did not take place on the face of earth, then Allah has put things extra to purify that person. Because every mu'min has to enter Jannah. But you see, the immigration in this country, or any European country, I think even in Africa nowadays, they ask you for the health certificate. If you come here, those who have come on economic migrants, you know, majority people are economic migrants, I call them. And then some of them are marriage migrants. They came on marriages and they came on economical problem. So in order to get you a resident, they have to take you through the purification, you know, see what you got inside you. In case if you are suffering from tuberculosis, TB they call it, or AIDS, then they put your application on one side, they say, no, you're not eligible. This is physical sickness. One country does not accept us. Then how is it possible that we are sick spiritually from our soul and nafs? Allah will take us in Jannah. Allah has also put restriction there. فَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ. Different sickness. We got physical sicknesses, cancer, and then AIDS. These are the such sicknesses that there is no cure. Eventually they die. So and then there are small minor sickness also. But these are physical sickness. Spiritual sicknesses, which are taken by the soul, are the jealousy, are the pride, are the stinginess, being miserliness, are the greediness, and backbiting, gossip, and doing haram. These are all spiritual sickness. So this sick person will not be able to go Jannah unless he gets treatment. Now, as far as those two sickness I mentioned, the AIDS maybe and the tuberculosis, whoever is suffering from tuberculosis, normally they give them span of time. Say 6 months, go treat yourself. Take medicine and then treat yourself. If you come right, we see the chest X-ray is clear, we'll give you immigration. So what he does, he takes tablet, he takes medicine. He's purifying himself now. And then soon as second X-ray is taken, they find no chest is clear, then they let him go. So now, in order to go in Jannah, purification has to take place. So what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established also a hospital for those souls. The hospital treatment, when you become sick, then first status where you take you, they take you into emergency or clinic. So clinic is an area where they just, they see on top, they ask you a question, what happened? You say, I was walking, or I was driving, and then somebody banged me, and then it hurt me. So quick questions, and they try to make it that the major doctor will see you tomorrow, maybe it's night now, emergency, have been. That is qabr. In qabr, there are three quick questions to know if you are a mu'min. So they'll ask you, ma dinuk, ma rabbuka, first is ma rabbuka, wa ma dinuk, wa ma taqulu abiya ala hadha rajul. Three quick questions. What is your religion? Who is your Rabb? And what do you say about this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this person? So, quick answer. And they see that you are a sick man there. Quick treatment. You used to miss Salah. Then here, if you're sick, they give you drip. You see injection going in you, and you see chemical going in the body. So the snake will come, python. And they ask you, which Salah did you miss? Say, I used to miss this Salah, I used to see this. Then the python will start giving us poison to cleanse the soul, ruh, as I said. Now, it's getting cleansed according to what wrong we have done, cleanliness will take place. If ruh is cleaned within the clinic area, within the emergency area, the qabr, then it will become eligible entering into paradise, Jannah. But then it was still dirty. We made a lot of mistakes. Maybe I can be one of them. May Allah protect us from that punishment. Allah grant us tazkiyatun nafs. May Allah purify our nafs. So then they'll say, now, you see, what the doctors say normally at the emergency, that take this medicine and rest today. Tomorrow morning the specialist will come and then he's going to come and see you. So then you have to wait for the night. They might give you a sleeping tablet also. Then in the morning when you wake up, then the other doctors, they come. They've got all the file now. They take all the report. Then you're going to end up in Barz Alamul Arwah, Alamul Barzakh, that they call it, Day of Hashar. Hashar then, Mali Hadal Kitab, La Yugadiru Saghiratan Wala Kabiratan Illa Ahsaha. Passing through the process a little bit, and then the books will be given, your file, of your sicknesses, and of your good deeds as well. So you'll see that, what is wrong with this book? Quran says, Mali Hadal Kitab, La Yugadiru Saghiratan Wala Kabiratan Illa Ahsaha. Why is it everything is noted? Everything, even if it's minor, minute, that may have done, it is noted. Then this was the sicknesses, brother. You were supposed to, get cured in dunya, but you didn't. So now you go through. So then they have to send you to major department of the hospital. سبحان الله. May Allah protect us. سرابيل من قطيران يغشى وجوههم النار. سرابيل is the clothing, because any rich man or any wealthy person or any poor person or any influential person, once they admit you in hospital, they're going to give you their clothing. They will not allow you wear your tie and suit there. He says, no brother, wear our clothes now. So you have to change. So Jahannam, they'll give you clothing of sulfur. Sulfur clothing is a very stinking cloth and is a very burning cloth. They'll put the person with that cloth, and then they take him on by pushing and by forceful, take him to Jahannam now, to hospital treatment. The ruh will get treated, because every treatment is different. A person who is to not cover his satar, awra, especially the woman folk mentioned about them in hadith, they should not cover their head, then each hair will be removed in a manner the way you uproot a tree, you know, with the roots. So it's going to go through that difficulty. But the most difficult part, which I found from many of them, is the people who are addicted to pornography and nudity and watching those haram things. And then it's not only limited to that. Even watching different kind of woman folk on the phone, and vice versa, same thing, woman watching it, the men folk. They have been given a special segregated area. They call it like ICU. You know, intensive care unit. They put them in one side. No man can meet them. They have to be alone. And that area, they say that the scorpions are going to come from all around the walls. And simultaneously, this particular poison will be given to them from every direction. Then when we compare this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we look into the scenario recently in medical journal from Canadian University of Medical Association. They came up with the idea that, yes, a person who is watching, they put things on his brain and they let him watch. So what happens to his body? So as soon as he looks onto those particular pictures, he gets excited. And as a result of which, they say, comes chemical shoots in his body, and it goes throughout his body. So this is like chemical of drugs, like addiction. So he'll watch once, then he want to watch again. Then he'll look for opportunity. Nobody's looking at him, he'll watch the same thing again for the third time, fourth time. Become addicted. So that entertainment which he enjoyed in his body, the punishment is going to be similar. That every tissue, every part of the body will feel the pain. Understand? So tazakka is better to make tawbah here before that place takes place, before Allah put you in that hospital. Then if the treatment takes place and this ruh gets cleansed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him eligible of getting into Jannah, where it is mentioned, وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَن تَزَكَّى. This is the place where you can go now, because you are a believer, you used to believe and pray, and then you used to break the promises, but it doesn't mean now you've been cleansed. Now you are eligible. Like, so you took medicine, your chest became clear, they give you visa now. So you get excited. So people will get excited. But my respected friends and brothers, that this path is not easier. We shouldn't take this longer route and we go through difficulty. It is a matter of few, how many years like we have left. Many, majority here over 40. And then some of them are 30. Then some of them are 20. But all that age which we see here is compared to 50,000 years in Qiyamah is just like 1 hour or less than an hour. Allah has given us such a short span, and Allah has made things easier for us. So if we make tawbah, and we stick to the tawbah, and we abstain from the sins, Allah will grant forgiveness. Tawbah is a very strong weapon where you can experience divine intervention. If you make tawbah, leave that artificial, but you make sincere tawbah every night. Ramadan is already here now. We are experiencing the last few nights. Sit on your own 5 minutes only and ask, tell Allah that, Allah, I've done this wrong. I've made mistakes. Vulnerability, speak about how you are. And speak of your weakness and of mistakes which you've made. And Allah, ask Allah to give you steadfastness in future, and make tawbah with few tears. Because when you're alone, when you speak about, if you count all your mistakes, tears are going to come out anyway. Allah will love that in that particular situation. Then it is called divine intervention. You'll feel something in your heart that inshallah, now I'm going to be very pure. Immediately what will happen, if I tell you truly, you'll see your risk increasing. You'll see things have become easier for you. Your brain will start functioning. When you read Quran, you'll be able to memorize. When you read hadith, you'll be able to memorize. You'll want to live in a good environment. You don't want to go in a dirty places. You'll not even keep friends who are sinful people. You'll say, no, I'd rather stay with good people. Because your purity is taking you there. So my respected brothers, this is the condition. Now last minute, 5 minutes, and I conclude inshallah with one event reported in Kitab. They call it Bustanul Muhaddithin. The stories of the writers of the hadith. Shah Muhammad Wali Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ali has brought this riwayah. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali is among the greatest of the Imam of the second century. So he's written about him that a mother would come and visit and would come tell the mother actually of a young person. But this particular mother was like a student, so she would come and say, "Sheikh, my child is you know, I didn't get married. My husband passed away. But in order to bring him up, and in order to like be right person with him all the time, I said I won't get married with a stranger, so I can bring tarbiyah. But one woman alone can't make the tarbiyah. It needs the father as well. So what happened? Because of wealth and because of being very soft, this child went in the wrong direction and he started taking drugs. So she brings him to the sheikh. So sheikh gives him advice that, brother, this is wrong, this is haram, this is something which is harmful for you. Always gave him advice, but every second, third month they have to bring him back. And he's on that same path. So once you keep on taking the drugs, the sin is also like that. It causes sickness. Some people, they come to that sicknesses that they develop fusq, fasiq. Then they become munafiq also. Some people become mushrik also. Some become kafir. These are the three sicknesses, which is quarantine in hospital. That if you are AIDS suffering, cancer, eight guys, what they do? They quarantine them. In South Africa, we've got a large number. So we have seen that they've made a hospital. They can't come out now anymore. They have to remain there until they die. So in hospital, Jahannam is also hospital. Those who are suffering from nifaq, kufr and shirk, they'll be at the bottom and they'll never come out. But the other sickness, small one, you can get cured. So however, this child, the Hassan used to always, Sheikh would advise him, the mother would make dua, but there is no change. As time went after years, he developed sickness. To such an extent now he can't even go out. He can't even sit down because he's very sick. So he's telling that, "Mom, this might be my last days, maybe few days I've left. Now I'm feeling that I should make tawbah. I used to make tawbah, but I used to break. But then again, environment, friends, peer pressure. So now, for years she didn't go, but she goes back and knocks the door. And it was the time in which Sheikh normally used to give dars. He used to teach us afternoon, morning. He was also tired and he was having qailula. And she knocked the door and she said, "Sheikh, you know, I'm here, your student for so and so. Send message." So Sheikh said, "This same woman is coming back. I advise, but there is no change." She said, "Okay, bring her here." So she comes in, Sheikh comes out and speaks to her. She said, "Same problem, but now this time, my child looks like he's going to end his life." So he himself requested that if he could come down, because I couldn't bring him. He can't walk anymore. He wants to make tawbah. Then Sheikh remembered all those days, you know. He said, "You know, your child, today is sick, he might get healthier and go back on the same route. So I'm not comfortable," he said. "But I'll make dua from far, but I'm not comfortable to come with you and, you know, take his tawbah and, you know, make dua." But he also said that if he dies, you lead his janazah. He said, "Janazah prayer? No. The one who does not pray, then I don't perform his salatul janazah." Because there's one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, he was a bit lenient. He said, even if you miss salatul salah, normal salah, you don't become kafir. But according to three a'imma, if you miss muta'ammidan, man taraka salatu muta'ammidan, faqad kafar bi unzil ala Muhammad. Whosoever leaves the salah deliberately has actually made kufr. So on this riwayah, he said, "I will not even lead his salah." However, the lady returns back. And the child, after some times, you know, feeling very pain, he said, "Mom, you know what? I know that I have hurt you throughout my life. But what should you do? My advice to you is that, please don't call people to the house. Tie me with your own clothing and drag me from my bed to the qabrastan. Because the wrongs I have done, I want to show people that this is what happens to a mujrim, to a criminal. And then don't bury me to qabrastan. Find an area where nobody goes. Open and just bury me there. Because my being in qabrastan, in the graveyard, I will contaminate the others also. So I'd rather be far away." On this wording, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descend on this individual. Because he made a sincere tawbah. And he said that, "I was wrong." He accepted his mistake. Hasan Basri, because he went to sleep, as I said, 4 o'clock he started knocking the door, 5 o'clock he's knocking the door. He said, "Who is it?" Says Imam. He said, what happened to your son?" He said, "My son passed away." He said, "No, don't worry. I will lead the salah. He's now Wali Allah. Because tawbah will take you to such status that Allah will make you a Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This individual has become Wali. I've dreamt, I've been informed to lead his salatul janazah." So my respected brothers, this tawbah was made to live the sins. If we make tawbah on this particular night and particular days of Ramadan, and we stay steadfast, you'll also experience the wilayah, the being friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq of practicing. And dua for the people of Gaza bil khusus. May Allah protect them and give them nusra, inshallah. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كن لأهل الغزة ناصرا ومعينا، اللهم كن لأهل الغزة ناصرا ومعينا، اللهم كن لأهل الغزة ناصرا ومعينا. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين، غير خزايا ولا ندم ولا مفتونين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
Last divisa.